Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today is a Monday, and how did your weekend feel? Did it feel long enough? Did it feel like, oh my God, I'm back at work already? Well, for employees at Microsoft Japan, over the summer, they had plenty of long weekends, and I think showed up on Monday to work ready to go. You see, this summer, in August, Microsoft Japan trialed a 4-day work week, and they saw positive results in both productivity and employee satisfaction. Microsoft trialed the 4-day work week in Japan as part of a work-life choice challenge. This project allowed Microsoft employees at its Tokyo headquarters to have all the Fridays off in August, and they were given special paid leave in exchange. And here's what happened. The number of work days was reduced by 25%, which makes sense, right? People were working 1 day fewer each week. The amount of paper printed at the facility was reduced by over 58%, and electricity consumption was reduced by 23%. But beyond that, beyond sort of the environmental benefits, the company also reported that productivity rose by roughly 40%, and with a full 92% of Microsoft Japan employees saying they were happy with the program by the end of this run. And this is a pretty big deal in a place like Japan, which has some of the longest working hours in the world. According to a 2016 government study, nearly 1 in 4 Japanese companies required employees to work a staggering 80 hours of overtime per month, according to reports by CNBC. And we know all this overtime doesn't work. People burn out, they lose focus, they lose concentration, their work gets worse. And Japan, of all the G7 major economies, has the lowest productivity of all of those nations. Many people have argued that a 4-day work week allows employees to focus their attention more effectively and create a better sense of work-life balance. We will see if this experiment at Microsoft Japan catches on and becomes a longer-term thing in Japan or really everywhere. Every organization should think long and hard about the way they organize work, the way they schedule work, and how their people feel about work, and make decisions accordingly. But this experiment shows reducing the working week by 1 day has many, many positive benefits, and they could have benefits in your organization as well. Really interesting story, and I will keep an eye to see how this develops. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.